Exchanges. The Goldman Sachs podcast featuring exchanges on the forces driving the markets and the economy. Exchanges between the leading minds at Goldman Sachs. New episodes every week. Listen now.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, September 26th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that the Justice Department is probing server maker Supermicro Computer following a critical report by an activist short-selling firm. That's according to people familiar with the matter who say the probe is at an early stage. Supermicro's business took off with the artificial intelligence boom. In August, short seller Hindenburg Research said it placed bets against Supermicro's stock. Hindenburg published a report focused in part on allegations made by a former employee who accused the company of accounting violations. The report also focused on transactions between Supermicro and companies run by family members of its CEO. A prosecutor at the U.S. Attorney's Office has asked for information that appeared to be connected to the former employee. A Supermicro spokesman declined to comment, as did a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office. Questions raised by the journal Science are casting doubt on Meta's claims that Facebook doesn't polarize Americans. An editorial published today warns that changes made after the 2020 election may have swayed the conclusions of a prominent study published in the journal last year, which Meta has cited to support its position. That 2023 research paper concluded disabling Facebook's algorithm didn't lower polarization or exposure to misinformation, but did reduce satisfaction with Facebook. Meta said it was transparent with researchers about the actions it took during the study and had no control over the paper's conclusions. Science's editors felt they needed to make the caveat to the original paper prominent with this editorial, according to Science's editor-in-chief. And we exclusively report medical robotics startup Mendaera has secured $73 million in new venture capital. It's a sign of investor interest in seeing technology used more in healthcare. Mendaera has developed a robotic system that, when combined with ultrasound, makes needle-based procedures like biopsies and other common medical procedures more precise. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.